on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse. It's July 14th already, and welcome. Another U.S. Open. This time it is the Senior Open underway this week. A caddy started this weekend in the lead. Lance Denbrook. He's caddied for Tim Herron, Jasper Parvik, Robert Allenby. He leads. Steve Stricker, he's going for his fourth John Deere, and he's only three shots back of leader Troy Mathieson. And we've got in Scotland, Phil Mickelson. He may have found his game. He's contending with Anders Hansen and Francesco Molinari at the top of the leaderboard. We'll be talking with Alan McDonald, the golf geek. He'll be joining us from the Scottish Open. But first, let's thank our sponsors.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Hoipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Hoipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
All right, let's go to Castle Stewart, Inverness, Scotland, and the Golf Geek. Alan McDonald joins us. Welcome to the show. It's evening already in Scotland, just after 6 o'clock. Alan, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful morning in Hawaii today. It's going to be a sunny day. The weather, you know, let's get right to it. The weather, any chance of another mudslide like last year, this weekend?
No, I wouldn't think so. The chance of, there will be some rain tomorrow in the weather report, but I think I lived in Inverness for the best part of 3 years, and really, to be honest, rain like last year was rare, almost unheard of at any time, let alone the middle of summer. It's actually, you know, quite unusual to have as much rain as we've had, even this year in Inverness at this time of year. It's usually quite a dry part of Scotland. And that, I think the rain has affected the scoring. It's probably made the greens just that bit more receptive for, rather than the sort of hard, baked greens and fairways that you would usually associate with links golf.
You kind of set the stage for us, Alan. Where is Castle Stewart? What's the topography like?
It's incredibly hilly at points. Although it's seaside, there's some really steep edges. In fact, the grass that has been wet and then recently dried by the weather is incredibly slippery. In fact, on the second hole today, I came across someone that had actually slipped and hurt himself. I hope they're okay, but they were taken off by stretcher.
Wow.
I stopped to see if they were okay, and actually nearly ran into them. I slipped on the way down to see if they were okay, which nearly compounded the tragedy. They were fine, just... Well, they were very sore, and they'll obviously need an X-ray. But yeah, it's incredibly hilly, and I think television doesn't do justice to it. And particularly where the hole is cut on the second green, it's in such a hollow, and I've seen it on television, and it really, you can't really fully appreciate the level of contour to that. Then on television, it looks a lot flatter than it is.
Yeah, television kind of is 2D, so it doesn't give us the contours, the highs and lows. Your grass sounds like something in Hawaii called, we call it pili grass, and it has a very slick shaft on it. So if you come across it, you can slide down it like a ski slope if you sit on a tea leaf, something from Hawaii. So you're right on the ocean, and I find this fascinating. When the tide comes up, the wind comes in.
Yep, that's often the case. And these are obviously sort of prevailing conditions that we're talking about, but often the wind will increase as the tide comes up. High tide tends to have higher winds. That's fairly common throughout Scotland, actually. I'd been going here, going back to my high school geography days, but I remember, I do vaguely remember some explanation for it, although I'd be half pushed to give you the actual reason now.
That's okay. We're not going to put you on the spot here. Now, if I wanted, I want to go to Scotland, I want to go to Ireland, I want to go back to England. Tell me, if I go to Castle Stewart, do I stay in a hotel, you know, in Waikiki and places where you go for a resort play? There's always hotels galore, or bed and breakfasts. Are they more common?
Inverness, there's bed and breakfasts all round about, and Inverness is well served for hotels. It's quite well known as a sort of a tourist destination. Often people coming to see the Highlands of Scotland use Inverness as a base, so it's not uncommon to stay up here. And there's a lot of sort of different levels of accommodation here. You know, everything from fairly basic hostel accommodation to bed and breakfast to sort of boutique hotels with a few rooms, which is where I'm staying at the moment.
Nice.
Right up to sort of very sort of glamorous
five-star accommodations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do I need a motor car?
Well, not absolutely. There's Inverness. You can walk, and you can even from the outskirts of the city. From the outskirts of the centre and into the centre is easily walkable. Mm-hmm. And a motor car might be advantageous, but there's a regular shuttle bus service running from the centre of Inverness into Castle Stewart itself. You wouldn't have to have a car.
Nice.
You wouldn't have to have a car.
Okay. All right. Now, one more point I want to ask about. You said that if I'm ever in Inverness, in Castle Stewart, in that area, Canary Point, home to bottleneck dolphins, is a place I ought to go visit.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you've shown it in the TV coverage, but if you look across, and if you're at round about where the sort of the 17th Green is, and if you look out to your right hand side from there, you see at the other end of the other side of the Firth, and you'll see a lighthouse, and that's on a tiny little peninsula of land that's Chanonry Point, and that's home to a James Braid course, Fort Rose and Rosemarkie, and a absolutely beautiful picturesque links course. There are a number of hidden gems up in this area. And there's Royal Dornoch, which is too famous to be a hidden gem, but it is off the beaten track. But places like Fort Rose, Rosemarkie, and Bolts of Garton, both of which I believe are James Braid designs, are absolutely, absolutely stunning. But every time I was living in Inverness, been here a few months, took fishing rods down to Chanonry Point, and was totally unaware that there were dolphins there, and was utterly amazed when they started jumping out of the water and didn't catch many fish. Dolphins tend to be better at that than us, but
but there's good fishing.
there's good fishing for them.
Yeah, if there's dolphins, it's good fishing. All right, to the game. Now, we've got Francesco Molinari and Anders Hansen in the lead, and Phil Mickelson seems to have found his game.
Phil's, I spent quite a lot of time watching Phil today. He's been playing very well and, really looking very good at the moment. Really seems to be enjoying his golf at the moment.
Do you think that he's going to be able to take this to, I imagine, to the Open in Lancashire and to the Lytham?
Well, that's definitely the hope. The sort of caveat with that, the one warning would be, this is not quite traditional links with the course being so wet and the greens being a bit softer and more receptive. You were seeing players getting backspin today, which, often doesn't happen in traditional links, but still, was, that said, I think you know, it's not an accident that Phil performed better at the Open last year after, you know, after playing here than he has done for some time. And the Open is really one, the major that Phil Mickelson really has underachieved in for a golfer of his skills.
Yeah, he didn't like it before. He didn't like Lynx golf. And then he decided to commit himself and get to like it. I mean, you just have to immerse yourself. And I think going a week ahead of time is a huge advantage. Of course, Lytham right now in Lancashire, they've got so much rain, and we'll be talking about this all morning long, that it's not going to play quite like a Lynx course. Tom Watson, playing in the U.S. Senior Open, said it's not going to be good for his game. He's not going to get any roll. Those holes are very, very long, and that the ball's just going to land. It's not going to run like it usually does on a Lynx course. You like coaching the mental game. And now you and your wife work in medicine, but you chose the mental game. Why?
That's what I was drawn to. I read golf is not a game of perfect, and for reasons that I can't fully explain, was just very much drawn to it and thought, yeah, I can do this. And started speaking to people on Twitter about it, and after, you know, I think understandable sort of like, all right, you can do this, okay, skepticism, you know, started discussing it with people sort of well sort of versed in the game, and got a very favourable response. I've been blogging now at the site for over a year.
The site is... Yeah, the site is Dr. Golf Geek. Dr. Golf Geek. .com. Yes.
And that's Dr. with a DR, absolutely.
It's a great site. You've got some plans, though, because I was looking at it, thinking to myself, now, how you give out, I signed up to get your newsletter. It comes once a week, and you give tips, and you do, but I don't see a lot of advertising. How do you make money?
Well, at the moment, I don't. That would be the short answer. So at the moment, it's a labour of love. But there's definitely plans afoot. I think you're wise signing up for the email list, Danielle, because there will be advance notice of my plans to the email list, and perhaps some discounts available there for people that were interested. So there's definitely a loyalty bonus, and if any of your readers are interested, I'd suggest going to the site and signing up for the email list.
It's drgolfgeek, drgolfgeek.com, and so you've been giving mental coaching lessons to professional players and to other players, people who just have questions. What are some of the top tips? What is the most common tip that you give a golfer for someone listening right now going to play? What would you suggest? How can they get their head right?
It's kind of difficult almost to say, a tip. Although the sort of blog post focus and things, I mean, really the best thing for golfers is to get something sort of explained for them, and personalised sort of service. Although the other one thing that I think is good is to get people focused on what is the process rather than the outcome. You know, everyone that's read anything about the mental game knows that people want to focus on the process rather than the outcome. But try and get folk to understand what that is, you know, very, very difficult. And there's, you know, I've had very sort of smart and switched on golfers get in touch saying, you know, I totally get what you're saying about the process, you're not getting focused, stuck in the outcomes, you know, I'm all about hitting good shots. And then you're like, well, good shots, that kind of an outcome, isn't it? You know, wasn't it a good shot? So, you know, just helping sort of, often I've done about four or five blog posts, three or four blog posts on process and outcome recently. And talking about that, the other one is just about sort of help, sort of being in the moment and sort of practicing that. And one of the things that's fantastic for that, although it sounds a bit woo-woo, is sort of mindfulness meditation, and that can be very, very helpful.
What kind of meditation? People. Say it again.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
Just basically, Yeah, essentially just spending time practicing, paying attention to just your breathing. And essentially that's just, or just whatever it is you're doing. Breathing's an easy one because obviously we're always doing that. And that's, you know, that's something that's, basically just practicing taking your mind away from sort of thoughts that might be unhelpful. For example, what if I mess this up? That's the classic one that's there, isn't it? Don't mess this up. What if I miss this part?
Yeah, exactly. I know I'm going to... That's what we operate in all the time, not just on the golf course. How am I going to mess this up? That's one of the first things you do when you are committed and you want the outcome to be positive, wanting it so much, this negative voice comes in and tells you, well, you're not going to do it. You're going to mess it up somehow. I mean, that's just a guarantee. So that is a very good, and focusing on the breathing, just let yourself relax. Thank you so much. Talking with Alan McDonald, the Golf Geek, on Twitter and drgolfgeek.com. Yes, Alan.
That's great. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
As always. And thank you for taking us to Scotland. I feel like I should get on a plane tomorrow and get there. Tell them that, okay, at Castle Stewart. It's great talking with you.
Indeed.
All right.
Thank you. And you. Cheers, Danielle.
Cheers.
Bye.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we were talking with Dr. Golf Geek. When you sign up for his newsletter, you also get his ebook free. It's called Why Almost All of Your Golf Practice is a Waste of Time and How to Fix It. I like that. You know, they talk about practicing and how to do it right. All right. Well, we're going to come back to Scotland in a way, because Andy Brown, who is lovingly owned by a bulldog, is joining us. He's a founder and presenter of Home of Golf TV. He has his own marketing company in St. Andrews, the Home of Golf, and he created the St. Andrews Golf Festival. So we're going to talk with him about, of course, the St. Andrews Festival, but also Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, the home of this year's British Open, the Open. Welcome to the show, Andy Brown.
Hi, Danielle. Very, very great to be on the show.
Tell me, what is the name of that bulldog that owns you?
That's Fit the Bulldog, the only bulldog in St. Andrews. And he gets recognized everywhere. He's a great lad to have by my side. And the best thing is the old course is closed to play on Sundays. He gets to run up and down all the dunes on the 17th and the 16th holes in the old course.
Did you just hear that, folks? The St. Andrews is closed on Sunday to golfers, and everybody gets to stroll across the golf course. Because
just the old course, but the others are open to play, but just the old course is closed.
But isn't that wonderful? I mean, when a golf course is like a common where people can walk through a park, take their dog, go stroll, run through the dunes, how much better? It doesn't get much better than that, right?
It doesn't. I have to pinch myself. And I know golfers around the world would give anything just to walk the hallowed links. And there I am walking my dog. and he doesn't, well, to date he hasn't ever run into one of the bunkers. Maybe one day he will, because as you can imagine, on the old course, some of the bunkers are hidden, so I just dread the day he runs and forgets that there's a bunker the other side of the mound. But
right, he'll be airborne. He'll be airborne and gravity will take over. And you'll be going down to fetch a bulldog, Sid, from the bottom of a bunker.
Yeah, the only shame with the bulldog is he's a fit one and he can last a few miles. Some of my friends have dogs and we go out on the courses at St. Andrews and they're like spaniels and Brinker Spaniels and Field Cocker dogs, and they can go on for miles and they haven't by themselves. They let them off the lead, come back to them by the green, and it's fantastic. Walk your dog while you're playing golf.
I like that. Let's take a listen to Tom Watson. Okay, he's playing in the U.S. Senior Open, flirting with the cut line for a while, but as is the case with so many of the greatest players, he's made the cut. He's T25, at least starting off at the U.S. Senior Open, playing next week at the Open at Lytham in Lancashire, where it's been raining for weeks. And he was asked if the rain, well, how is the rain going to affect that course?
Don't make it too long. Yeah, the second hole is 494, right. Third hole is 492. You know, and then they got seventh hole is a 612, 11th hole is 600. Different golf course. And when Tom won at 96, it was really running. Right. And you could, you know, he shot good scores. No, you know, there was very little wind, and it was really running. But he still had to avoid the bunkers. 206 bunkers there. They've added some bunkers to them, and you don't want to be in those bunkers. It's like the ball being right down there,
right at the base of this thing right here,
trying to go over this sign right here. That's how those bunkers are over there. If you get it up right there, you're going sideways. You're going over here. If you have a swing, sometimes you don't even have a swing. So. That's why they call them hazards.
We don't have hazards like that. Now, I had no idea, Andy Brown, home of Golf TV, I had no idea that the Lynx courses had those, each hole was so long.
Yeah. I mean, Lytham must be on the smallest parcel of land of all the open courses that still managed to pack in some long holes. And we mentioned the second and third hole, which is a very, very tight because they're close to the railway line. Very tricky holes. People don't remember that, but the front line's where you're supposed to make your score. So I guess the pros get through those holes fairly easily, but as an amateur, I've played that course quite a lot, and second and third, they are tricky. So if it does get wet, then long as well.
Yeah, well, it's been, from what I understand, raining unusually in the whole UK.
You talk about the festival. That was probably the last good week we had here in St Andrews, and that was like the beginning of March. Since then, throughout the whole UK, just not Scotland, it's been pretty dour, you know, pretty miserable. The changes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I shouldn't say that. When you have to live someplace and it's raining all the time, it does something to the chemistry. You know, we get depressed as humans. We need the sunshine. Let's talk about the St. Andrews Golf Festival. I watched your video. Is that on YouTube, your video that you made?
Yes. The website, standrewsgolffestival.com. And the festival actually was devised by a guy called Richard Wack. It's his idea, along with a guy called Roger McCervick, who's a very good friend. And it was over a pint in the Dunvegan, which is my favourite drinking hole in St Andrews, I kind of put my hand up and said, oh, I can do a video and I'll help out. And it became a team of three or four of us, including David Joy, who most people will know because he played the character Old Tom Morris in The Tightest Advert, if you look those up on YouTube. So it was a great team effort, but it was backed by, like I say, Richard Wack. And I had a lot of fun putting that video together because a lot of people obviously didn't get a chance to see it. They're in person, but if you go to the website and look at the video on the right-hand side, I think if you love the history of the game, I think you'll enjoy the video.
I did. thoroughly enjoyed it. It's full of great information. Not only that, it made me want to go. I mean, I wish the Open were closer to the festival so that you could go for the festival and stay for the Open.
I mean, the video was devised really as a marketing tool to try and get a big sponsor for next year, because it was a lot of sort of self-financing there. There were sponsors, like Glenmuir, but for a major sponsor to come in, that'd be great to take it to another level. Although, as you can see from the video, we've got a fantastic quality of speaker there, talks and activities over the 5 days. So if we can match that, go better, that'd be fantastic.
The awards, the Literati of the Lynx Award for Golf Literature, Babe Saharius Award for Outstanding Contribution to Ladies Golf, St. Andrew's Golf Festival Award for Honor and Integrity, Keepers of the Green for Courage. What is the Keepers of the Green for Courage Award?
In that case, was the guy, if you watch the video, the guy who played the 18 holes, he doesn't have any legs, had to go around the wheelchair. And he broke 80. There's a fantastic quote on the video by Jack Nicklaus. It was his wish. He promised his friend who sadly died a few years before that he would play the 18 holes of the Old Course, and he came over. It was very moving because you see the full length video, which was made by ESPN. He put his ashes into Hell Bunker on his way round to break 80. Incredible. Scenes. I mean, we see some incredible scenes here in St. Andrews. The last few weeks there's been the one-armed golfers have their competition here. And then there's some golfers that clearly severely disabled to play in the Dunhill Links. And you're just mesmerized by how well they play. And then this story that was awarded in the St. Andrews Festival. So it kind of touches a nerve and makes you realize that this wonderful game of golf is there for all, you know. And we got all our people like myself and you've got all our limbs and we still struggle. What's it like for other people? I don't know. But there you go.
Yeah. And there's even the Blind Golfers Association.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing how well they can hit the target and sink a putt. We don't realize what we can do with the other senses if one of them's taken away. It's quite amazing. The final award of the night was the Golf Illustrated Reader's Vote Award for the Spirit of St. Andrews. Your nominees were Seve, Old Tom, Bobby Jones, Babe Zaharias, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. The vote carried out across the social media sites. Tell me, who won?
It was Seve. Anyway, he pulled in three times the amount of awards as everyone else. And the folklore about Seve and St. Andrews is there to be read and viewed time and time again, and that's why I love putting some pictures and video from 1984 into the video I put together, because, you know, it's iconic, Seve, for all of us, and not surprising he won, but it'll be the same award next year, and we'll see who will win next year.
Mm-hmm. And the video, again, is available. Where can I find it?
If you go to standersgolffestival.com, on the right-hand side, it's embedded in there. And also, it's in YouTube if you search on St. Andrews Golf Festival. There's a number of videos, but the full-length one is 11 minutes long.
It's 10 minutes, and it's narrated beautifully. Who's the man who's narrating?
That was David Joy. Again, you know, I mentioned before, he's the guy who plays old Tom Morris. And he's featured in the film. He dresses up as him and goes into character. And when he's in character, he really is. You can't get him out of character. And it's a fantastic show when he steps out in front of you and you pretend you've gone back in time to how it used to be 100 years ago. So, he did the voiceover. And he helped with the project along with many others.
It's great work. Great work. Yeah, Andy Brown. The Home of Golf TV, his latest production is a 10-minute video, the St. Andrews Golf Festival. I recommend it highly. It's great. And I certainly hope you get someone to sponsor this, because how many days?
It was from Wednesday evening to Sunday, yeah. So five long days in the sunshine. We were blessed, and like I say, we've not seen a week since it, but... we were blessed, definitely. All the hard work that went into it paid off.
Well, I hope maybe you can get Peter Alice to go there next time. Wouldn't that be something? An evening with Peter Alice? An evening with Alice. That would be great. Add that to the festival. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's
thank
a pleasure. And say hi to Sid for me. Give him a big kiss on the nose.
I will do. Yeah. Right. Take care. Bye.
Aloha. Andy Brown, home of Golf TV. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. You're just hearing about the St. Andrews Golf Festival, standrewsgolffestival.com. You can see exactly what they were doing there over those 5 days, and then a link to the video. Really great video. Lots of good information. Speaking of good information, Corey Pavin. He's still near the top of the leaderboard during the U.S. Senior Open, despite taking a two-stroke penalty on Thursday. Great players just know how to not give up, despite, you know, they don't let it get to them. So what happened? He was addressing the ball when it moved, barely, barely perceptible, that is, to the naked eye. Here's the ruling from the USGA.
Corey addressed his pitch shot from near the green, set the club down several times, and eventually the ball moved. And the rules of golf are very explicit. Rule 18-2B is the applicable rule that when the player addresses the club, addresses the ball, and the ball subsequently moves, he's deemed to have caused the ball to move. And the player would incur a penalty stroke in that instance, but he would be required to replace the golf ball. Corey did not replace the ball, and as a result, the rule calls for a total penalty of two strokes in that circumstance.
Yep, and he took it so graciously. If you watched it, you could hardly tell that the ball moved. And people say, well, you know, you could only see it on television, and in slow motion, you had to look at it to see the ball move. How could he possibly... What are we going to watch in HD? The problem is this. When the rules of golf were all put together, you know, and people said, well, it's going to be like this, they didn't say... for us to say something like, well, you know, just because the new technology has made it so possible for us to see everything, let's ignore the fact that there's the new technology. You can't do that. You kind of have to bring everything from the old and bring in the new, and it all has to sort of mesh together. It's not comfortable. It's very uncomfortable for a lot of the great players who have a camera on them all the time. You know, Tiger Woods complains about that all the time. He's caught saying things that no one else is caught saying because there are microphones and cameras all around. Corey Pavin, what a gracious man. He said, yeah, it happened, so I'm taking my two-stroke penalty. That's the way it is. Speaking of rules of golf, Mary B. Porter King is joining us, PGA First Lady of Golf, founder and president of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, USGA and PGA rules official. She served on both of those governing bodies, the USGA and the PGA. Mother and all-around incredibly busy and very talented woman, Mary B. Porter King. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good thing I come in right in the rules segment. I love that.
You know, it just was a spur-of-the-moment decision on my part.
Yeah, well, the rules are very interesting. The nice part is they're the same for everyone, and I think if we all remember that the rules are not personal, it would be better off. So I know we have that problem a lot with kids. They think it's personal or that I called them on a rule. Unfortunately, they broke the rule. I'm just the messenger to inform them of the penalty. So, but they're not personal. So.
You know, and I've noticed that about rules officials. They have like a look on their face that's very benign. It's like, don't take any emotion here. I'm going to be very stoic here. But at the same time, a child needs to learn these things. And I think in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, that's one of the things that in life things happen to you. It's not the universe striking out. If only Sergio Garcia could figure that out. You know, the ball is not dropping because the universe is trying to hurt you, Sergio. It's not you, right?
Just like life. Golf's not fair. Life's not always fair. And sometimes you try to do your best and sometimes it doesn't work out. And sometimes things happen and you can't dwell on it. You just move on like Corey did.
Yeah, roll with the punches. Now, you're just back from the U.S. Women's Open in Kohler, Wisconsin, where the media people were, you know, falling over from the heat. I can't imagine how you did it. Heat warnings issued. And I have to ask you this question. When does the USGA suspend play because of heat? I mean, how hot does it have to be before you decide that it's too dangerous to put a golfer on the course?
I don't know the exact number, but apparently we didn't reach it in Kohler. I thought I was going to die. Especially the Thursday round, it was so hot, and it was just suffocating. And I really felt bad for the players. So it became, you know, a week of who was the most fit. And fortunately, these young women are very fit. They didn't seem to struggle as much as I, but the media, I found most of them in the tent, so I don't know how many were out there.
I heard that a lot of the spectators were in the tents as well, watching on television, because it was brutally hot, as you said.
And very dangerous, too.
Yeah.
It was very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I thought. You know, I wonder, at what point, because I know the USGA doesn't like to do anything that, you know, it's like the RNA. We don't care how windy it is. You guys are going to go play and get out there. Show us your stuff.
Right. I don't think there's a steadfast rule, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But they do have rules as far as when caddies can take their, you know, bibs off or wear long pants or short pants and all of that. But I don't think there's yet a specific rule as to a number.
Okay. Well, we'll see what the climate change, if there is any, changes. If how long it takes for the rules of golf to change. We always kid about the USGA taking a while to respond. Mary B. Porter King is also on the advisory board of Scooter Pines Holdings, the company that launched the children's book we spoke about last week. It was Bogey Tees Off, A Lesson About Being Truthful. Many more of these books are going to follow, and we were told that they are available. Are they available through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
They are. If you would like one of Dottie's books and to learn about Bogey and learn the lessons of golf, they're wonderful children's books, and actually they're adult books. I enjoy reading them because it's lessons for all of us to remember. And there'll be a whole series, as you say, but we sell them at our tournaments. We have a tournament coming up actually Monday and Tuesday at Coral Creek on Oahu. And we have a really big tournament, an international tournament coming up on Maui the week after, so the Girls Junior America's Cup. But the books are available, and the nice part is that Bogey's donating revenue from each book sale as a charity to nonprofits, and we being a nonprofit, every time we sell a book, we receive a donation. So it's a win-win for everyone, and I know the response from our members has been wonderful. They've loved the book. So I know Milburn Ho sent a note to Dottie Pepper and made Dottie cry when she read it.
Aww.
But it's the lessons were learned, and it's a great great way to teach the game and teach lessons of golf and life.
Well, the Girls Junior America's Cup is coming up. I mean, we're really excited about this because how often, where it cycles through the Girls Junior America's Cup is played in different places, and it's not like it's going to come back to Hawaii next year. It's going to be someplace else. So it's going to be on Maui, Wailea Gold Course. Thank you so much to the Wailea Gold Course for making this possible. I don't think you were saying we couldn't do this if it weren't for them.
No, Wailea Golf Course is so generous to junior golf and the HSJGA. They understand the importance of one, giving back, but I think they truly understand that our members and our young people are their future, and they're always so welcoming. They host us for our Tournament of Champions, and now they're hosting us for the Girls Junior America's Cup this year and for the boys next year. And as you said, we only host this once every 18 years, so I know I won't be doing it when it comes back in 18 years, but I was there when we hosted it at Waikoloa 18 years ago. But this is the biggest event that we'll be hosting here besides our Asia-Pacific Cup. But it's 18 teams from Mexico, Canada, and the Western United States. And it was established in 1978 by a dear friend of mine, Joanne Teets, who thought that it would be great to bring girls together and to, you know, understand different cultures and different areas of the country and history and customs. And we certainly have that in Hawaii, and we have an unbelievable treat set up for them in our opening ceremony that'll be Monday afternoon. And we welcome everyone to attend. If you're on Maui, please come. It'll be at 4 in the afternoon. Show up a little early, around 3:30, to get a good seat. But it's going to be amazing. We have the Hawaiian Honor Guard, the Royal Hawaiian Guard coming. We have Kimo Keo Kapa Hulehua coming, who's a Hawaiian culture advisor. And it's going to be a treat for us and a treat for everyone who attends. And I think that we're going to showcase Hawaii like no one's done before. So, but we have such a unique culture here in Hawaii. And thanks to the Aloha Section, too. They've been a huge contributor to us. And we definitely can't run our junior golf program without the Aloha Section and all the professionals. But they were a big sponsor for this as well. And Ann Takabuki and Rusty Hathaway at Wailea have made this happen. We couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah, so Hawaii's really fortunate to every 18 years to be able to host this event. We've got teams from Mexico, Canada, California, Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, all coming to Hawaii, and they're going to be playing in the Girls Junior America's Cup. This is like North America, South America, the America's Cup, right?
Exactly. And we're fielding a great, strong team this year, a very young team, with Amy Koga and Sierra Men, Marielle Galdiana and Rose Huang. Just all terrific young players. And we won it 2 years ago. Kathy Torquiana, who's one of our vice presidents, is our captain, who has a great history, and she was the coach at USC. So she's been our captain and a huge asset to Hawaii in coaching these young women and trying to prepare them for college golf. So having Kathy at the helm has been wonderful. So we not only hope to show everyone a great time, we hope to take the trophy at the end of the day as well. So we'll see.
So, yeah, well, yeah, like you said, we won 2 years ago.
We did.
Yes.
We won 2 years ago, and we came in second, you know, last year, but that's okay. We're always close to the top, and this year we do have a really strong young team, and I think that they want to win it as much as anyone, but I think we have a little bit of a home court advantage, just knowing Wailea. These girls play it every year in the Tournament of Champions, you know, they're ready, and Kathy will have them ready.
We're going to take a break. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
I certainly can.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Mary B. Porter King, the founder and president of the Hawaii Junior Golf Association and the PGA First Lady of Golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're talking Girls Junior America's Cup. Mary B. Porter King, the president and founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, is with us. There's the opening and closing ceremony. The opening ceremony is this coming Monday, and it's 54 holes of competition. Does that begin on Tuesday?
It begins on Tuesday and the final round on Thursday. So we welcome spectators, and we still need volunteers. But we'd love to have spectators out there cheering on all the teams. And we have visitors here from all over the world. And we've had so many. The other thing that makes this competition so unique, Danielle, is that the girls are housed in host families. And I'll tell you, Wailea has come. They've impressed me. They've all opened their homes, and the girls will have the opportunity to stay with some wonderful host families all in the Wailea area during the week. And we'll be taking them to a luau, and the opening ceremony, the closing ceremonies, all with great tradition. And I think anyone that's around, please come and enjoy the week with us. I think they'll all be very impressed.
Where's the luau?
The luau is going to be at the Marriott. The Tihati has been another big sponsor of ours to help us afford to show these girls a little taste of Hawaii. So it's going to be wonderful. It's the Tihati's luau at the Marriott. So.
Excellent. And now, you mentioned volunteers. If someone can volunteer, who do they get in touch with?
Why don't they just contact the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. We're right on the internet and tell you how to call us or email us. But we're looking for more volunteers because it'll be live scoring. People can follow it on the internet and see how we're doing and watch their favorite team. Hopefully it's Hawaii. But they can watch the competition. But again, we certainly welcome them all to come out and spectate.
And so there's the team banquets and team socials and team gifts and pin exchanges and uniforms. Who takes care of the expense of all of that? That's a lot of money.
Well, that's a very good question. As I mentioned, you know, the law section really came to our aid and helped us financially. And we have really reached out to the community. And we've been putting money aside for several years, knowing that we're hosting the girls this year and the boys next year. But it is a huge financial strain on the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. The budget for this is large. Like you say, we're in charge of entertaining them and the gifts and the tea prizes and everything else. But We're managing, but we can always use help. We're looking doing the boys again next year, so it is putting a real burden on our association financially. But that's why we fundraise too.
And the boys, that'll be played at Wailea as well.
Yes, it will. They've kindly said that they will help us for both years, which is just amazing. Like I said, they've been one of our biggest supporters through the years. Ann Takabuki sits on our board as well, and the Wailea has supported us for years. So, like I say, we're entertaining not only the participants, but the captains. Part Erdman and Betsy Erdman are entertaining. They're helping us entertain all the captains and showing them life in Hawaii. And I know that not only we're looking forward to it, but I know all the participants from all over, Mexico, Canada, and the Western United States, that
That's
they're
fabulous.
Also anxious so to attend. But a lot of hard work, but I know when it begins, we'll be ready, and it's going to be a memory of a lifetime for all.
Excellent. When was this founded? Back in the 80s?
1978 by Joanne Teets, right. And I say, Joanne, we will be honoring Joanne. She just passed away in June, and she was a dear friend of the game and dear friend of junior golf and a friend of mine as well. And her daughter is the president of the Girls Junior America's Cup, which is nice that the family tradition's carried on. So, but it's full of tradition, like you say, the gift and tenant exchange, and when they walk away from here, they make memories of a lifetime, and some great players have played in it through the years. I mean, Lorena Ochoa's been on it, Pat Hurst, and all sorts of participants have played through the years. So.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Come watch.
It's the philosophy, just developing pride in self and team and state and country, allowing girls to learn about different cultures, promoting a better understanding of our regional history and customs, cultivating new friendships and mutual respect, and bringing girls together from various states and countries. And, of course, our girls then get to go to all of these different places like Mexico or Canada, California, Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah. We're looking forward to bringing all these girls in and having a great time and then hosting the boys next year. So get in touch with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Thank you, Mary B. Porter King, for being on the show. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Danielle, and thanks for your support as well.
Absolutely. We'll be back with James Achenbach, a friend of yours?
He is. Tell him hi.
I will. I was hoping he'd call in so you guys could actually chat, but he's not in yet.
He's in the press tent. That's where the media hangs out. Trust me. You can tell them I said that.
Oh, that's where they stay, and they watch on television, right?
Yes, they do.
Sometimes it's better. There are more cameras, more eyes for them to be able to catch.
I will give Jim credit. Jim's on the golf course. I see him all the time, and Jim's a huge fan of the LPGA, and he's a huge fan of golf. So,
excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I tell him you gave him kudos.
I will. Okay. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Mary B. Porter King. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform, bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. If you would like to play a round of golf today at Poipu Bay, there's a 9:20 and a 10:30 and a 12:30. They did just aerify the greens, and that, of course, means it's going to be kind of bumpy, but it's a good time to practice your short game. 9:20, 10:30, 12:30. Makalei, where Kalepuhui is going out. We're going to have the guys from Kalepuhui on the show sometime. Also, Club 71, and there's a tee time for you at Makalei. 9:40, 10:44, 11:44. Volcano on the Big Island, where it was a lovely 56 degrees this morning. There's a 10:06, a 10:48, and on 11:30. Ko'olina on Oahu, 8:30. A little bit short notice for you, right? There's, how about the 9:30? There's also an 11:30. And Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:30. And the Arizona Golf Club is going out this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got a tee time at Makena for you at 9:20, 10:16, and 11:12. All right, we were just talking with Mary B. Porter King all about the Girls Junior America's Cup. And she told us that James Achenbach of Golf Week is a terrific person. Not only is he a great writer and reporter, he's out on the course, and he's a huge supporter of the LPGA. I just want him to hear that. Yes, she said all of that. James Achenbach, Associate Editor, Equipment and Technology, Golf Week. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you on. I've read your columns, enjoy your writing. You're also an author. I didn't realize that until I did a little bit of checking. The internet is so wonderful. You, in my dreams, I'm walking with you?
That is the biography of Dennis Walters, who is a golf trick shot artist and a phenomenal person, just a wonderful man.
And he was in an accident. Was he 28 when that happened?
He was, I believe he was 23, but he was in a golf cart accident. He was the only person riding in the cart. He was going down a hill. It flipped over.
Wow.
And he has been paralyzed from the waist down ever since.
You know, I know a lot of people who own golf courses, manage golf courses, what have you. One of the most important things when you take somebody out on a course is teach them golf cart etiquette. I mean, and driving a golf cart, a lot of people get hurt. You'd be surprised. And just teach your kids how to drive a golf cart correctly, because they're little devices, you know, they tip over easily. If you're coming down a steep hill, it can go to the sideways. Very, very simple.
I agree with you, and you have to be vigilant. Spending as much time in Florida as I do, I see dozens of people driving these carts into water hazards.
Ooh la la. Yes. All right. You're at Indian Wood Golf and Country Club in Lake Orion, Michigan, where the U.S. Senior Open is underway. And I just have this comment from Lance Tenbrook. He leads the U.S. Senior Open going into the weekend, usually a caddy to Tim Herron, been on the bag for a long time. He was asked, does it help, you know, when he's the player in a major championship to have been a caddy?
Years now, caddy for Parnovic for 10 years, Robert Allenby for a year and a half, and Herron for years. The guys seem to, when they screw up, the bad holes come in succession. It's like the domino theory. They screw up three or four holes in a row. So, you know, I just kind of learned, if you have make a bogey, you can't really press. You just got to try to, especially on a course like this, make pars. Because if you try to force the issue, you know, you're just going to tack on more bogeys.
I thought that was perfect. You screw up. Jim Achenbach, Golf Week. I mean, he was really, really very candid in the interview room, wasn't he?
He certainly was. He's a wonderful guy. He's fun to listen to. But I think you see that a lot on the Champions Tour. These guys are much more forthright than the players on the PGA Tour, and it's just really fun to be around them.
Yeah, it is. They are forth. What is it about? I guess once you've gotten through, you know, you're no longer so worried about speaking your mind. I'm not sure what it is, but I do enjoy all the different things. I've got Tom Kite saying something in a few minutes that I think a lot of the guys will like hearing this. I love what he said. But let's talk a little bit about this leaderboard. Lance Tenbrook and Tom Kite and John Houston and Tom Lehman, Roger Chapman, Corey Pavin, Bernard Langer. It's a great leaderboard, and it's really tight.
Yeah, it's getting better. Through 10 holes, Fred Couples is 4 under par today.
Wow.
Making him 4 under for the tournament, so he's only 2 strokes behind.
Wow, that my leaderboard didn't show that. Thank you. Now, Freddie, he was having a hard time in the beginning, and people were saying, is it his back? And he's going back to Germany. How's he doing?
Well, I'm not sure. He doesn't like to talk about his back. It's constantly an issue with him.
Yeah.
But he is so talented that if he can swing the club at all, he's a threat, and he likes this golf course.
What is that golf course like?
Well, it's 1927. It's an old-style golf course. It reminds a lot of the players of a Lynx-style course. It's wide open, very few trees, lots of holes in which you can try to bounce the ball around the course. It's very firm at this point. And it's interesting. It's short by professional standards, but it's extremely tricky. Fairways are hard. A lot of the guys are driving the ball through the fairways into the rough. The rough is tough. The greens are very undulating. So like so many of these old courses, you do not want to get above the hole. The smart players will prevail here, and that's why a lot of people think Corey Pavin will win this tournament.
Ah. You know, just earlier in the show when Mary B. Porter King was on, I had a clip from the USGA about the ruling against Corey Pavin when he had to take the 2-stroke penalty because the ball moved almost imperceptibly to the naked eye, but of course caught on camera. You know, a lot of people think that's a little strange, you know, that we focus so much on what the TV eye sees. What do you think?
The USGA is on record. This is not going to change. So I tell everybody, just accept it and get on with your life. The USGA is on record as saying that no matter how it gets information, on television, with some viewer calling in, somebody on the golf course noticing something, no matter what it is, they're going to check it out. And if there's a violation, then they assess a penalty, and that's just the way it is, and it's not going to change.
I can't help but agree with them, because 200 years ago, if they'd been able to see as well as we can see, quote-unquote, things, I'm sure that they would have adopted the technology into the rules of golf as well. I mean, yeah, can't say that just because I don't see as well, we're going to ignore that.
Well, the rules are paramount in this sport, and the USGA and the RNA are never going to back down from that. Never.
Never. Okay. We're listening. Let's take a listen to what Tom Kite said. Rain has certainly not been a problem. You know, we've got a lot of rain in the UK, and we've got the Open at Lytham coming up, and it's going to be an interesting course, to say the least, for the folks who expect their ball to run. It's not going to, but heat's been a factor on the East and Midwest at the U.S. Senior Open. Is it hot in Michigan? Yes.
It was last week. I was here last week. It was brutal, but it's not so bad now.
Okay.
The tournament has been okay.
Now, Tom Kite had that fabulous, what was it, 28 through 9 holes?
Yeah, the first nine holes of the tournament, 28, which is a record. The USGA has been playing tournaments since 1895. That's like 117 years, and nobody had ever shot 28 for nine holes, but he did it. The par is 35. He had one eagle, five birdies, and three pars.
Wow. Amazing. Just one minute. I want to ask you what if the USGA was upset with him shooting that 65 on the first day. I've got to take care of this piece of business here. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. You know, USGA takes it very seriously if somebody scores too well on their setup. Did they want to make it more difficult after that 65?
No, I don't think so, particularly with the Senior Open. I don't believe the USGA minds low scores. And, in fact, today in the third round, three players already have finished with scores of 66. So the conditions are excellent for scoring today, and I would expect the guys on top to make a lot of birdies.
Tom Watson, at the beginning of the tournament, said you're going to have to use your driver accurately to score. Why is that driver so important, or the coming off the tee? Where do you get in trouble on this Indian Wood golf course?
Well, I heard Tom Kite say yesterday, and I tend to agree with him, there's a lot of talk about graduated rough. But he said, I don't think there is any graduated rough here. It all seems to be one height. It's high. It's tangly. If you get in it, you can advance the ball, but it's very difficult to hit it straight or very difficult to gauge the distance. So the rough is the problem. The fairways are narrow, and if you drive it into that rough, you can have a problem.
That's it then. So as long as you stay out of the rough, you're going to be able to score. Is that why the scores are low? They're staying on target?
Yeah, they are. It's not the longest golf course. And so you see guys like Tom Lehman, who's in the mix here. He's hitting five drivers in 18 holes. Just five. I mean, there are 14 par fours and par fives, and he is hitting only five drivers. So you can hit a three wood, or in some cases even an iron off the tee, to make sure you keep it in the fairway, and that's what a lot of these guys are doing.
I was looking at your bio on Golf Week, and it said that the best golf shot you've seen is the 434-yard drive by the world long drive champ Jamie Sedlowski in the 2008 finals.
Well, I just happened to be standing there when he hit it, and that's remarkable. But
yeah,
you know, long drive is not golf. It's very, very entertaining, but it's not golf. You just hit it as far as you can.
Yeah. Now, Jerry James was certainly an interesting story, and certainly is an interesting story. This bodybuilder turned professional wrestler turned long drive player turned. Now he's trying to develop the finesse of the game, right? Interesting story, this gentleman.
Yeah, I've known Jerry James a long time. I mean, he's my buddy. He's a good guy. I don't think he's ever going to become a great player. He would like to, and his story is attractive just because he's so passionate about trying to become a player. But basically, he's a teacher. He's a good guy to go see if you want to gain more distance, if you want to hit the ball farther. He teaches in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, which is right around the headquarters of the PGA Tour, and he's really an excellent instructor. He's very, very good.
That's what I like about the Opens. I mean, we get so many different characters. Mr. Stroop, I think his first name escapes me.
Doug,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, here he is. He lost his job. He decided to... what is his story? Can you tell us a little about him?
Well, he plays... I mean, he's a Muni golfer, and I love this. He plays golf every week with a buddy of mine. Actually, a guy who works at Golf Week. They play together every week. He's just a regular old golfer, just like so many of us. And he's been a computer programmer, off and on employed. To come here and play in this tournament, he had to take a week off his job. He does have a job right now, but he had to just forfeit his salary for a week and come here. But it's well worth it, and everybody's taking notice of him.
Yeah, that's what I like. I mean, it's great, and he's taking unpaid leave. He ran out of vacation, right? Yeah, and he got to play with Freddie Couples and Tom Watson, I think it was. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was because he filled in for Nick Price, who withdrew before the tournament, and Price had been paired with these two guys, so he went ahead and he played with it.
Isn't that great? Just stumble into an opportunity like that, it's wonderful. I also saw in your bio that you are a self-described golf equipment junkie.
Well, sure, but I'm not the only one. I'm a range rat. I love to go to the range and hit different equipment and talk about golf clubs.
Ah, you should be on the golf channels on the range. You'd be perfect with Alex Maselli. That's a good idea. All right. Anyway, let's take a listen to something Tom Kite said in an interview. It was in the media room, and everybody's talking about, you know, Tom Kite, do you think you have to win this major? I mean, you are 62 years old. Is this the last chance you're going to have at winning a major?
You probably haven't read, but 60 is the new 40. you start looking at the guys that are out here, they're working at it. They're staying in shape. They're working on their game. They're practicing, I think you're going to see a lot. Well, I won't say a lot, but you're going to see a number of guys in their 60s continue to play well. Where in previous years on the Champions Tour, 15, 20 years ago, you had about a five-year window that you needed to capitalize on. Now I think that window is 10, 12, maybe even, I mean, you look at Hal Irwin right now, 68 years old, and I mean, he looks terrific.
Isn't that great? I mean, don't you feel like, do you feel like, 60's the new 40?
I think you can make a strong case for that, and people laughed when Kite said that, but he was being very, very serious. He really believes this, and I say good for him. There are other people who are going to continue to play into their 60s, and it speaks very well for golf. I mean, it's a wonderful development because this is the game of a lifetime, and the more people who notice that, the better off golf will be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I don't think it's funny at all. I think the more people who take care of themselves and listen to some, like Joe Daly had some really great comments about what to do for your body, and I'll try to share them with you at some point in the future on the show. It just common sense things that people don't realize, like when you're traveling, stay in a hotel room with a little kitchenette where you can go shopping for yourself instead of eating out all the time. Great leaderboard, U.S. Senior Open. We're talking with Golf Weeks. I want to talk with you again about equipment. Can we do another show together?
Of course, absolutely.
That'd be great. We'll talk equipment. You can take me through it because, I'm one of those people that I'm not real savvy when it comes to equipment because I'm not a really good golfer. I'm one of the 95% of us that are more like hackers, but we support the industry.
Yes.
Yeah. That's me. Hello. Bernard Langer at the top of the leaderboard, but Lance Tenbrook seems to be hanging in there. Great.
I hope he hangs in there all the way. Lots of people are rooting for him here.
Yeah, truly. Before we close, do you think that Steve Stricker is going to four-peat at John Deere?
The odds are against it, so I say no, he's not going to, but I wish he would.
Yeah, me too.
He's one of the good guys, so I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, and Freddie's 4-under for the day. My God, on 14, he's doing fabulous. This is only Saturday, but you've got your eye on Corey Pavin, don't you?
Well, I like watching him. I mean, he in the first two rounds, he averaged, with his driver off the tee, 239 yards. Wow. There were guys averaging 70 and 80 yards farther than that right here. So that's how much yardage he's given up on occasion, and yet he's hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah. It just, it's proof that, you know, I mean, you can go off the tee. What was that number that we had on Mr. Jamie? He said, well, you can go 434 yards, but if you can't sink the putt, you're not going to make a score.
Right.
It's just as simple as that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there's something I've want. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to talk about your best interview. We've got so much to discuss. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Thank you very much for being on the show. Jim Achenbach from Golf Week Magazine, Associate Editor, Equipment and Technology, and a self-described equipment junkie. Thanks for being on the show. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Maybe not me, but I'll find somebody like Jim Achenbach from Golf Week, and he'll be on the show, and he'll tell you which club to choose. All right. So we're going to be talking with Bob Bupka in a couple of minutes, because he's off to go to the Open. And I got this Cancun Sunbelt Senior Tour. They're offering an outstanding package for amateur players who'd like to play in a pro-am at the Cancun, this event, the Cancun Sunbelt Senior Tour, in October. It's a 5-night, 6-day pro-am package. It'll be at the Moon Palace Resort. Ground transportation to and from the airport. 5 nights in a suite. All the meals, entertainment, activities, beer, wine, alcohol, tips all included. Special activities, a golf shirt, hat, practice rounds, two of them. A special round, the pro-am, of course, with a senior touring official. On-course contests, prizes. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Tournament awards and prizes, vacation bucks, 750 of them. You can use them in the spa, more golf, other activities like a dinner cruise or jungle tour or visits to the Mayan ruins. Okay, you've got me sold on that one. All right. the package is designed to provide almost everything once you arrive. Not included is airfare, okay? The price for two is $2,295. There are two Jack Nicklaus signature courses, the Moon Palace Golf and the Riviera Cancun Golf, and several others in the area. And if you're interested, call Norm. It's 625-9860. 625-9860. Okay? All right. Now, let's go to Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. And right now, we've got this marvelous book. I bring out Peter Alice all the time. He says, in his book, a somewhat physically unprepossessing golf course when compared to some of the great Scottish links. Lytham is ringed by, on one side, suburban Victorian housing, and on the other, the railway line. I want you to hear this in his voice, all right? I wish I could do it. However, this Lancashire course has seen some of the great British Open championships, from Bobby Jones's first win in 1926 to Gary Player's triumph in 1974, Seve Ballesteros's second victory at Lytham in 1988. Although softer in feel than, for instance, Carnoustie, it's certainly not as easy a course as it might initially appear, with the first four and the last five holes reckoned to be among the trickiest in English golf. Bob Bubka, voice of golf, co-host of the Grill Room from 10 to noon Saturday and Sunday on PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM. You can join Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli discussing everything hot in golf. Channels 93 or Sirius 208. Welcome to the show. Want to do a big plug for you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and I'm absolutely excited about the prospects of being at that Open Championship next week. I remember back to 2001 when David Duval won the last time it was played there, and it was such a strange finish. After David got the trophy, he came over to do the radio interview, and he really had this perplexed look on his face, and come to find out, what he was experiencing was this unbelievable feeling of, is this all it is to win a major? This, you know, he had worked so hard for so long, and he thought that if he ever won a major, it was going to be utopia. And it just didn't hit him that way. And really, his game has suffered almost since that day.
And it's interesting. When you've climbed the summit and you're on the peak and you're looking around and you're going, well, this ain't the view I expected. Maybe golf isn't what I thought it would be in my life. It's not the fulfillment that I was looking for. Interesting.
Very well put, Danielle, because just imagine climbing Mount Everest and then getting up to the top and saying, what? I did all this
right.
For this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about disappointing. I mean, yeah, where are you going to get your inspiration to go do all the things you've got to do? I mean, that Jerry James fellow in the U.S. Senior Open who was a bodybuilder and a pro wrestler and couldn't stand that life, and now he's teaching and he's in the Open, wants to, you know, become a great golfer. He said the one thing that translated from his bodybuilding work was into golf was discipline. It requires a huge amount of commitment to do it every day, to hone your skills and be the best you can be so you can take it to the course and compete. So I can see where the problem would be. Interesting. So,
Well, Danielle, we are about 36 holes away for golf being set back about at least 150 years,
huh?
Maybe 200, because the guy that's leading the Senior Open after 36 holes is a fellow by the name of Lance Tenbrook. But more to the point, his nickname is Last Call.
Huh?
And if Lance Tenbrook wins the Senior Open, there will be a party that'll... I will not go to Lytham. I'm going to that party for Lance Tenbrook.
Okay.
A caddy for many, many years. Your listeners may have seen him on the bag for Jasper Parnevik. I mean, it is an incredible story. It's bigger. I'm ready to say it's bigger than if Tom Watson had won a few years back at Turnberry. A caddy that has done nothing to work on his game, that done nothing except party for the last 20 years, is leading the Senior Open.
He did say that he's only played like 25 rounds in the past year.
Right. I mean, he goes to the driving range, and he can only afford a half a bucket of balls. He can't even hit a whole bucket.
So much for my spiel about committing and all that stuff, right?
That's what I meant.
I know.
This could set golf back 150 years, and I love him dearly.
Oh, dear.
I mean, we're really good friends, but, you know, one of the great nicknames of all time, Last Call.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot. Now, this is something else he said. You know, somebody said very seriously, and of course, these are very serious questions. What does your son, Jonathan is on the bag for his dad during this U.S. Senior Open. Does your son, Jonathan, know how to calm you down when you get nervous? And he goes, well, I don't get nervous. I get angry. And so the reporter follows up with, well, does he know how to calm you down when you get angry? And Lance goes, well, no, actually, he wants to run away when I get angry. And I thought this is too perfect. This is great. This is great stuff. Okay, we've only got 5 minutes. And I hope you'll join me when you're over there in Britain. I know you have a lot of things to do. But it's not going to favor Tom Watson, this course, this Lithum for the Open, because it's so wet and the ball's not going to run. And those links holes are forever, 600 yards, which isn't unusual, I guess, there. But what do you think that, let's go to, who do you think has the best chance of winning the major that they haven't won yet? Lee Westwood, Luke Donald?
Yeah, those are two good possibilities. I have a couple of dark horses as far as Americans go. One is going to be Bill Haas. The other going to be Jason Duffner.
Really? Bill Haas? But, you think Bill Haas will pull it off?
Oh, yeah. But I have a very strong feeling that Tiger is going to get the job done. He's received a lot of inspiration, believe it or not, for what transpired at Wimbledon. When Roger Federer, who hadn't won a major since 2010, who's 31 years old, and 31 in tennis is a lot older than 36
yep.
in golf,
yep.
Which Tiger is. So I expect Tiger to get his 15th major over there. Interesting, though, the weather forecast. I was just on a show on Talk Sport out of London, and I asked them what the weather forecast for next week was going to be, and they said, well, early in the week, it's going to be light rain, light breezes, and cool temperature. They said, but it's going to change. I said, well, that's good news. They said, no, it's not, because later in the week, it's going to be heavy rain, colder temperatures, and more wind.
They can't catch a break over there this summer. There is no summer in the UK.
Might have to catch a boat. Janet's got us a flat 2 blocks from Royal Lithum, so we're all excited about that. And our plan was that we were going to walk to the golf course, but now I think we're going to kayak to the golf course.
Oh, my. Okay, so Tom Watson's back. He's playing. Wait, it's amazing to me that he made the cut at Greenbrier. He's playing. He made the cut this way. Then he's going to play in the Open. Then he's going to go to Turnberry for the British Senior Open.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. He's playing some great golf. You know, it's...
That's amazing.
Well, you know, he's a very, very intelligent man. I mean, when you consider the fact that his first wife was named Hillary, he divorced her and he married another Hillary, so he never makes a mistake talking to his wife.
Only you, Bob Bupka, would come up with that. And I really appreciate your sense of humor. More than you know. You know, I do hope you'll be on, because I've gotten Alex Maselli cornered. He promised to be on the show next week. So if we can get you, no way
I can be on.
Come on.
I have to grind through 2 hours with him. I'm not doing any other show with him. He's over there already, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he played St. Andrews yesterday, and Janice said, how'd you play? We didn't keep score.
We didn't keep score?
Right.
I thought that was only for duffers like me.
He's playing St. Andrews, and he doesn't keep score.
Yeah,
so
well.
You figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's that music telling us that we've got to go.
Next time we speak, I'll be at Royal Lithum.
I look forward to it, sir.
All right,
Bob
thank
Bupka,
you, Danielle.
Voice of Golf and the Grill Room. Every Saturday morning and Sunday. And I want to thank our sponsors for making us possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. When you need a new roof, because they do sheet metal too. I had no idea. That's why I'm always talking about it. Commercial Kitchens, they'll custom make a stainless steel counter for you. It's Alakai Mechanical. Star protection, the property threat risk assessment, protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, for whatever special event you might have. Yes, it's Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property and discount Furniture Warehouse at 345 Nimitz, where the prices are so low, it's insane. They've got great furniture. I was in there the other day. You got to go check them out. All right. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.